We good?
Sorry guys, my bad. Wait. Is everyone ready?
Give me a second.
Okay, let's go.
Give me a second.
One, two, three, and trois.
Awoken from his dream by the glowing of her sheen, Kitten rose to greet the moon above his head. He was sleeping in a pile of broken teacup plates and towels, with a bottle as a pillow for a bed. He stood in front to hide his mess and looked uncommonly impressed at such a gorgeous bowl of milk amongst the stars. The milk then asked him down below, with a voice as soft as snow, "Dear cat, why are you sleeping here on Mars?"
Kitten bowed and swung his paw until his brow did kiss the floor, told the moon that he'd not slept a wink in weeks. And since he hadn't had a planet, having burnt it down to ashes, he'd hoped Mars for moon would give him sleep.
Upon a palace in the sky, she flexed a pale and gracious thigh, and from it sprung and skipped through light years with a prance. And landed right beside the kitten, so she grabbed him by the mittens, and then hand in hand towards the night they danced. See the lovers waltz alike, a tender candle in the night, and peep and twirl and twinkle round his crescent lover. As they skip from star to star, leaving nothing left on Mars, set a rhythm in his heart began to flutter. Then as he started weeping, a tear fell in his chest. Watch a tiny flower start to bud and grow and blossom in this unassuming nest. And look at how it grew, and listen how it beat, till 100 million different feelings came to greet the cat and rid him of his lust for sleep.
Persons fell out of line like you, okay. Little hurts more when you see in the eyes of persons fell out of line like you. Little hurts more when you see in the eyes of persons fell out of line.
Fell out of life.